Let's go stateside first, though. The US vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. They're due to come face-to-face for the first time on the debate stage in Salt Lake City later on tonight. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks joins me live. Simon, the presidential debate was, well, I'm not going to use the word that was used by a CNN anchor to describe it.
But she was right.
Is the vice presidential debate going to be any different?
Look, I think we're going to see a lot more substance in this debate because in the form of Mike Pence and Kamala Harris, you've got two politicians who are likely to create an environment for more of a civilized conversation and encounter. President Trump's behavior, of course, last Tuesday night, absolutely disgraceful. And Joe Biden ended up joining him in the mire at several points during that 90-minute encounter. So I think this is going to be a more sedate affair, but it's also going to be possibly the most substantive back-to-back between anyone on either of these two presidential tickets that we're going to see between now and November the 3rd. Mike Pence today told a Trump television advertisement program, a sort of Trump election broadcast online, that he is eager to get into the fray.
I can't wait to take the debate stage against Senator Kamala Harris to draw the contrast between President Trump's America First agenda and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' agenda of higher taxes, open borders, a Green New Deal, abortion on demand, defunding the police, and setting our nation inexorably on a path towards socialized medicine.
Of course, Democrats will say that he is completely misstating the Democratic Party's platform there. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Kate Bedingfield, gave a little indication on CNN earlier today as to where Senator Harris may choose to take the conversation.
Let's not forget, Mike Pence is the head of the coronavirus task force, is the head of the group that is responsible for getting this virus under control, which they've failed to do. And we've seen nothing but lies and a failure to act. And it's cost over 200,000 Americans their lives, and it's cost many millions their livelihoods.
And I think beyond that, she may well seek to hold Mike Pence to account for standing by and supporting Donald Trump through some of the many excesses that we have witnessed here over the last 4 years. Speaking of Donald Trump, just as we were coming on air, Tom, we got a new update from the president's physician. The Wednesday morning health update has just dropped into my inbox. And this from Dr. Sean Conley. The president this morning says, "I feel great." His physical exam and vital signs, including oxygen saturation and respiratory rate, all remain stable and in normal range. He has now been fever-free for more than 4 days, symptom-free for over 24 hours, and has not needed nor received any supplemental oxygen since his initial hospitalization. When he says they're symptom-free, I don't know if that means that he's now no longer testing positive for COVID-19, but that is a big issue given that Joe Biden said last night if the president is still infectious and contagious, then their next television encounter due to take place next week will not be able to go ahead, even with the plexiglass screens that are being installed to divide Mike Pence and Kamala Harris in a few hours' time.
We'll wait and see what that debate throws up. Simon, thank you very much indeed. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.